Times of emptiness can be times of the greatest opportunity. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, where we now are back after a short break, after the festivals. I hope the new year and all the festivals were meaningful to everyone and joyous. And now we're back continuing on our series of making every day count. And today I want to talk about a phenomenon which I'm sure we all experience. We all have times which are very inspirational. We go through a time of upliftingness. It could be something really wonderful happens in our life, miraculous. It could be an amazing talk that we went to. It could be an experience that we experience, a speaker, a time, a kumzitz, something that sort of just put us into the most uplifting, positive, spiritual mood. And we feel good. We feel positive, we feel confident, we feel optimistic, and we feel like we really need to improve, we need to grow, we need to do things. It could be a Jewish festival that has sort of touched us, a Yom Kippur experience, whatever it might be. And then there are times of great emptiness. And sort of we feel flat. Nothing particularly is going bad, but just we're not inspired. Things are just trotting along. No special things happening, no simchas, no great inspiration, nothing. Nothing particularly of significance is taking place, and we kind of lose our spark and we begin just to feel a bit flat. I'm sure we've all had that feeling. So I'm thinking about this now because in the Jewish calendar, that's exactly what's happening. We had a month of Tishrei, the month of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And I have this strong feeling that this year particularly, there was this great buzz. People were more engaged. People who did less did more this year. I think it's got to do with what's going on in Israel. People are really sort of looking to connect, looking to be uplifted, and they responded. I'm just reflecting anecdotally from the work I do and the things that we are experiencing. Just the prayers, the joy of Simchat Torah, the engagement in Sukkot, by young and old, was just more, and it was very, very uplifting. I, for one, could say I had the most unbelievable, inspiring, and uplifting month. And what's interesting is that in the Jewish calendar, what follows is what we call, which just began yesterday, the month of Cheshvan. And in fact, sometimes it's called the Mar Cheshvan, the bitter month of Cheshvan. And the reason is because it's the exact opposite, the exact contrast to the month of Tishrei, because the month of Tishrei is saturated and filled with so many festivals, so many different significant days. And each day has its own message and its own power. The new year, the Yom Kippur, the Sukkot, the Simchat Torah, they're all different and they're all amazing. And then we go into a month of Cheshvan where there are no festivals. Afterwards, we have Kislev, where we have Chanukah, and then comes Purim, comes around the corner, and so on, and Pesach. But this month is festivalless. It doesn't have any festivals. And therefore, it's even called Mar Cheshvan, the bitter month of Cheshvan, because it can be a complete downer, it can be a complete anticlimax, a complete time of emptiness, and we can almost forget about the inspiration of the previous month and kind of just robotically go through the motions each day as it comes without a lot of oomph, without a lot of inspiration. But of course, one of the great messages that we learn is the exact opposite. Of course we need inspiration. Of course we need the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Or we need inspiring people around us. We need to read inspiring stories. We need to go to inspiring experiences. But we need that because that gets us going. But the true gift, and the true potential, the true ability that we have is to be inspired when there's no inspiration. And the reason is very simple. Because at the end of the day, when we become inspired by something, no matter how holy or beautiful or significant that something is, it's still not coming from within us. It's been given to us. It's not us. It's not that we created it. God showered us with the festivals. And each festival, Kabbalistically, we learn, has a certain power and energy. But that's been given to us. Yes, of course, we have to put the effort to connect to it and to be part of it and to engage in it and so on, but it's not us ultimately. Where's the test that we can really start to ignite, connect to, and reveal our neshama, our soul, the month of Cheshvan, this empty month, the bitterness of this month, the emptiness of this month, where it's like, what do I do now? There's nothing to keep me going. The answer is, now you've got to keep yourself going. And that's the ultimate gift, the ultimate connection, the ultimate depth, is when you realize you have a soul. And that soul is always connected, and that soul is always inspired. You just need to reveal it. You need to ignite it. You need to let that soul with its strength break through the emptiness. Find purpose in days that don't have purpose. Find fullness in days that seem to be empty. Find light in days that seem to be dark or dreary. Or not necessarily in a negative way, but just nothing much about them. And we find that's where we have the opportunity to not to escape into a world of bliss, spiritual blessing, but to actually look at the world that we have, which seems pretty empty, and find depth, find power, find light, find the secret of a godly connection. Find what's beneath the surface. And that is the gift of this month of Cheshvan. Yes, of course, we're going to use the inspiration that we had from the previous month, but this time we've got to do it on our own. We've got to work hard. We've got to reveal within ourselves our infinite soul and find that depth and infinity in everything that exists, not just the good things, or not just the rich things, or not just the inspiring experiences. So this needs a bit of contemplation. So I'm going to ask you to be comfortable, focus. If it works for you, close your eyes. And as we always do, turn your attention to your breathing. Just focus on your rhythm of life, breathing in and out. Feeling the inhaling and feeling every time you exhale. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Each breath is distinct from the other. It's the music of life, the rhythm of our experience. Just continue to focus and to be aware and conscious of what is keeping us alive. The breathing in and the letting go. Focusing on your breathing, you become aware of the pulse of life. Sometimes we aren't aware of our own breath, but paying attention allows us to observe this very simple but deep rhythm that keeps us alive. The simplest but the most critical part of our existence. Each breath, an infusion of new life, freshness, strength, resilience. Breathe in, out. Observe the power of your own breath. Each breath, each neshima in Hebrew is our neshama, our soul. The godly infusion, the spark, the purity that we have within ourselves. Like our breath, it's always there, but we often don't notice. We are propped up by external inspiration. The inspiration has now gone. We need to discover and go within expose the depth and power of our neshama, its purity, its infinity, its eternity. Connection, resilience, godliness. We can be the inspiration. We can discover it within ourselves, our own soul, our own neshama. Just think about this. This is something to hang on to each day. Each day we begin with Mode Ani. We thank God for returning our soul. Especially in the days of Cheshvan and the days of emptiness or any empty experience we might feel. That's the opportunity to discover your real strength, your real soul, the infinity and infinite potential of your neshama. Have a wonderful day, everyone.